From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Tuesday, November 22nd. Here are today's headlines.
A Rutland County Sheriff's deputy was shot by police in Saratoga Springs, New York, over the weekend. The deputy allegedly shot another man and refused to drop his gun when police arrived at the scene early Sunday morning. The deputy's name has not been released. He's still hospitalized in stable condition and on unpaid leave while the incident is under investigation. The man he allegedly shot is also still hospitalized. Rutland County Sheriff David Fox says he'll conduct an internal review.
My department will do an internal on any policy issues that we think may arise, but that would be the extent of an internal for us.
Fox says the deputy was not carrying a department-issued weapon at the time of the shooting. Saratoga Springs Police and New York State Police are also investigating the incident.
2 in 5 Vermonters are facing food insecurity, according to the Vermont Food Bank. And some food distribution events have seen a 100% increase in the number of people seeking assistance. Carrie Staler with the Food Bank says there's a much higher need in the community this year.
I think the inflation of 2022 and just the sort of regular struggles of getting back to the way we used to operate while COVID is still at large in our community has made it really hard for a lot of folks. And there continue to be disruptions that make it hard for people.
At the same time, the food bank has seen a drop-off in donations. Staler says food donations are down 20% compared to 2019.
Students at Randolph Union High School are expected to be back in classrooms the first week of December. That's after school was canceled last week due to a heating system failure that left the campus without hot water or heat. The state then denied the school's request for an emergency waiver to provide remote instruction, which gave students an unexpected 2.5-week extension to Thanksgiving break. Last week, the school board unanimously approved up to $300,000 for repairs. They're expected to be complete by December 5th.
And Vermont Fish and Wildlife says if you are eager to put up your bird feeders, you should hang on until December 1st. That's to avoid attracting bears, which can damage property and have dangerous encounters with people. Bears typically hibernate from roughly December to April, though they can emerge from their dens early during stretches of warm weather. The department is also reminding bird watchers to regularly clean bird feeders in order to control bacteria and viruses.
Coming up, how a controversial contract could bring out-of-state landfill gas to Vermont. That's after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to Vita for their support. Vita, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit VEDA.org to start your next chapter.
Earlier this month, the Vermont Public Utility Commission approved a historic contract. It commits Vermont's only natural gas supplier to purchasing methane from a landfill in New York for at least the next 14 and a half years. Vermont Gas Systems says this deal, which is potentially worth hundreds of millions of dollars, will allow it to cut greenhouse gas emissions without big rate hikes.
But some Vermonters and lawmakers have raised questions about how much of that gas will get to Vermont and whether this deal is actually good for the environment. Our colleague Mary Engish spoke with climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles about what it all means.
So, really quickly, can you break this down into manageable chunks for us? What is the deal with this gas?
So this gas is called biomethane, or biogas. Vermont Gas calls it renewable natural gas, and it's made from waste breaking down at landfills, but also sometimes from food scraps and cow manure. Gas companies like it because you can ship biogas in pipelines that already carry fossil fuel natural gas. And any appliance that burns natural gas, it can burn this gas too. Proponents argue biogas is cleaner than regular natural gas because it's siphoned from carbon-filled waste. Vermont Gas says it wants this gas because it thinks it's going to be less polluting than burning fossil gas. But here's the catch. Very little, if any, of this gas will be burned in Vermont. Lots of people are pushing back on that.
Okay, let's dig into that a little bit. Can you talk us through the details of this contract?
Yeah, so the gas will be made at Seneca Meadows Landfill in Waterloo, New York. From there, it'll go into a pipeline and take a meandering route hundreds of miles west, going through a huge natural gas hub in Canada, and then eventually back to Vermont. But Vermont Gas Systems isn't just buying the gas. They're buying these energy credits that are associated with it. The utility says it can sell those credits at a premium in these nascent markets that are set up by California and Oregon, and use that money to keep its rates lower. Vermont Gas is purchasing the biogas from Archaea Energy, which is a subsidiary of fossil fuel giant British Petroleum.
Okay, that sounds like a long ways away and a lot of fossil gas in between that landfill in Vermont.
Yeah, so one thing that's really important to understand here is that it's not like there are special biogas pipelines. Natural gas, biogas, it all gets pumped into the same natural gas pipelines we already rely on. And those pipelines are notoriously leaky. So it's difficult to say how much of this biogas will be piped into Vermont homes. This is the third time the commission has approved a contract for out-of-state biogas. More than 130 people filed comments with the Public Utility Commission urging them to throw this deal out, including six lawmakers, which is pretty rare. Biogas costs more than conventional fossil gas, and these opponents say Vermont Gas Systems customers will be paying a premium for biogas that they don't get to burn. It's not fully clear yet how this will impact ratepayers, but the commission and state say they'll be keeping a close eye on this.
Well, how long has this contract been in the works?
Vermont Gas told regulators that they were in talks about this contract during the last legislative session. If you remember, lawmakers were working on this policy called a clean heat standard. Basically, it was this credit system where companies that supply fossil fuel heat would have to create or buy so-called clean heat credits. They would create credits by funding or doing things that help their customers use less fossil fuel heat. Vermont Gas President Neil Lunderville was involved in developing that policy and testified in support of it. And Vermont Gas told the Public Utility Commission it was their understanding that this deal would have generated clean heat credits under that program. This was a concern raised by the lawmakers who wrote to the commission.
So last year, lawmakers failed narrowly to override Governor Phil Scott's veto of this clean heat standard. Why does the dead bill matter now?
Yeah, so Vermont has committed by law to reduce emissions dramatically, starting in 2026. Heating buildings is the second biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions for us as a state. And the clean heat standard, Vermont Gas thinks it's coming back. I'm hearing that from lawmakers, too, but with the caveat that there will be some changes, like even more emphasis on making heat affordable. The Climate Caucus, a nonpartisan group of lawmakers from both chambers, has said a solution like the clean heat standard is a priority for them this year. There's also some talk about the possibility of phasing certain biofuels out over time of whatever program comes forward. And lastly, it's important to note, adopting this policy is still one of the key recommendations in Vermont's climate action plan. The state's Climate Council just voted on Monday to recommend that lawmakers work at the very least this year on a system for how to report and count emissions.
Well, lastly, I bet a lot of folks are wondering, will this actually cut greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, Mary, it's complicated. Vermont Gas Systems says yes, it will, because this biogas is still displacing more carbon-intensive fossil gas somewhere between here and Waterloo on the pipeline. But opponents say Vermonters will still be burning just about the same gas as before. And when the case was at the Public Utility Commission, a PhD biofuels expert hired by the ratepayer who first intervened in the case told regulators she thought Vermont Gas was overly optimistic about how much carbon this plan will save. In some ways, the question before lawmakers will kind of be, should renewable natural gas burned elsewhere count towards meeting Vermont's climate commitments?
That was climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles speaking with Mary Engish.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Leah Mother-Connors, Karen Anderson, Lexi Krupp, and Kevin Trevelin.
Mark Davis is our executive producer, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.